Thank you for joining us here at Celebration Church, where we celebrate God, celebrate people, and celebrate life. We hope you enjoy today's message.
I have a question. Have you ever met somebody that lives in a little bit of an alternative reality? And I'm not talking like sci-fi, like, you know, supernatural. I'm talking about that they believe something about themselves that might not actually be truth. Who in the room would say that they are an amazing driver? You think, I just kill it at driving. I'm amazing with my reverse parks. I'm amazing with... Sometimes the good drivers live in an alternative reality. You might not be the best driver on the road, but you own your decisions. My husband, who is Pastor Benaiah, he is hilarious. Whenever I'm in the car, I don't know whether it's just because I'm a little bit of a control freak, just a little bit. But he just struggles to find parks. There could be like 50 million car parks and he's slowly driving around. He'll attempt to go into one and then be like, oh no, and then get confused and not know what he's doing. And then often when he actually does find a car park, he's parked over the line, it's crooked. And I'm like, what are you doing? This is hard to be a part of. Like, it's almost like you want to just get out of the car and slam the door and run away. Like, that is, I'm not with that person. So sometimes people who think that they're great at driving, they just live in their own little alternative reality, right? Other people sometimes are not picking on our incredible vocalists, but who says that they have an amazing singing voice, that your singing ability, your vocal ability is just off the Richter? Oh, a lot of people are pretty modest. Oh, Ben Green thinks he does, okay, right? Sometimes, and I'll give you this story. I'm a high school teacher. I'm not going to name the school and I'm not going to name the students or the teacher I'm talking about because, you know, we want to be kind and loving. But I worked at this school and there was a student. I worked in the CAPA department, so creative and performing arts. And there was a student who used to come to our staff room door every recess and every lunch and want to show our music teacher their latest rap, mesh, vocal skills. And I tell you what, this music teacher was so gracious because this student, he used to sing with headphones on. And you know how you sound like you can't hear yourself when you're wearing headphones. So he used to sing with headphones on. And he honestly was the most, bless his soul, tone deaf person I have ever heard in my life. And without fail, recess and lunch would come and knock on the door. Is the music teacher there? Sometimes the music teacher was there but was hiding behind the filing cabinets being like, I'm in a meeting, I'm on the phone, I'm like... But this student was very persistent and he would come and he would sing to the point where we had to limit it to, you can only come Tuesday lunchtime, that's it. But then of course, every day that you saw him, is it Tuesday lunchtime? No. Is it Tuesday? No, it's not. It's Friday. We've got to wait till the weekend. But he was persistent in thinking. He talked about going on Australian Idol. He talked about going on The Voice. He talked about, and you know, this music teacher would give him hints. He would give him a little bit of guidance, would try to be kind in his words of, maybe you should just focus on guitar. Maybe guitar is something that you should really try and, you know, maybe you should try and, like, he was trying to be very kind and generous. But this student just had the most confidence in the world. And it was his reality, right? So sometimes we believe a truth and we believe something that is what we live our life out of. It's what we make our decisions out of. But it actually might not be the truth that is perceived around you. A lot of the times in the world, people will say, I'm going to give him a reality check, yeah? I'm going to take him down a few notches. And often that means, you know, it's going to bring you down to a level, humble you, maybe hurt your feelings. But that whole idea of a reality check in the world is not something that is positive. But this morning, I want to talk about a reality check when it comes to the cross and when it comes to what Jesus did. And hopefully this will bring a bit of revelation and truth into your mindset when it comes to this Resurrection Sunday. Is that all right? So if you've got your Bibles, can you turn with me please to Luke 24, verse 1 to 7. Can't remember whether I introduced myself. If I didn't, my name is Charlie. I'm the senior pastor alongside my husband, Benaiah, who was up here earlier. And we're stoked to have you here on this wonderful Resurrection Sunday. So Luke 24, verse 1, have we got it? It says, "But very early on Sunday morning, the women went to the tomb, taking the spices they had prepared. They found that the stone had been rolled away from the entrance. So they went in, but they didn't find the body of the Lord Jesus. As they stood there puzzled, two men suddenly appeared to them, clothed in dazzling robes. The women were terrified and bowed with their faces to the ground. And the men asked, 'Why are you looking among the dead for someone who is alive? He isn't here. He is risen from the dead. Remember what he told you back in Galilee, the Son of Man must be betrayed into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and that he would rise again on the third day.'" What reality do we live in when it comes to Jesus, when it comes to the person of Jesus? And we have lots of different people in here from different walks of life, different experiences, different journeys when it comes to the reality of Jesus. And some of you might be in this room and you think, you know what, he is just a good man. Like historically, there's, you know, historical facts that Jesus lived on the earth, that he actually was somebody as a historical figure that was around. You might not be at the point where you're believing in him as the Son of God or, you know, someone who came to give salvation. You might just think he's a historical man. That's who he was. Some of you might be here thinking like, yeah, he was who he said he was, but, you know, he wasn't, he didn't really move out of power. There was that no power anointing on him. There are all the acts that he saw. He was just a prophet. He was just somebody who came and fulfilled the law. Some of you might see Jesus as, when it comes to your walk with him, that he's actually still the whole idea of Jesus on the cross is the thing that you focus on foremost. It's, I'm so shameful. There's all this guilt that Jesus died for me. And whenever you think about salvation, it's that Jesus is on the cross and he's all bloodied and he's all hurt and he's all went through all of that for me. And your focus is on that sin level, that shame level, that guilt level of I did that to Jesus. And whenever I think about salvation, that's who Jesus is. Some of you see Jesus as, you know, he's in the grave. He's somebody who you walk out your relationship with him with the thought of he's not risen. And you might think about it in theory, but your reality is actually the enemy is the strongest person in my world. I'm always getting attacked. The enemy is out to, you know, he's creeping around like a lion. And you have this thought when it comes to actually the power of Jesus is robbed because you're so focused on the enemy. You're a victim when it comes to everything's against me, everything's hard, everything's, maybe your reality of Jesus is one where he's actually still in the grave and he hasn't really defeated anything. And then there's those of us who he's Jesus, the risen king. And that is our reality when it comes to the power, what he overcame, who he is, what his name is. And this morning, we're just going to talk through three little quick reality checks, which I hope encourage your heart this morning. The first one is that he is not dead. Oh, come on Resurrection Sunday, we can say amen, church. He is not dead. And in verse 5, I love this. Why are you looking for the living among the dead? Why are you looking among the dead for someone who is alive? He isn't here. He is risen from the dead. Now, church, some of us live in a reality that he is still dead. Oh, the room. The room is dead. No, I'm joking. You can be a little bit happy with me on Resurrection Sunday. Some of us live in a reality with our religion, with our faith, with our walk with God, that he's dead. There is no life. There is no joy. There is no freedom. There is no power. There is no believing God for the incredible and the miraculous and the above and beyond because your religion is just, ugh. Yes, amen. Good preaching, Charlie. That's yes. We are not dead in Jesus' name. We are free. We are risen. He's risen. He's on the throne. Yeah, you're a part of the winning team this morning, church. It's okay to be a bit excited in church this morning. But that's what I'm talking about. Yeah? Sometimes we do this and as Christians, and I have amazing friends, really, really close friends that aren't, you know, part of church. They don't believe in Jesus yet. They're not walking with Jesus. And that's fine. But sometimes their reality of what Christians are they're a little bit boring. They're a little bit stuck in their ways and going to church and doing the right thing and, you know, all of that. And that's fine. We all have our different forms of expression. But really, on Resurrection Sunday, you are part of a living, risen truth that he has overcome, that there is no power left in terms of, you know, that he has overcome all things and he is risen. You should not be part of a dead religion. You should not be part of a boring religion. You should not be part of something where it's like, oh, going to church, it's such a bore, it's so tiresome. You should be living in all of the freedom, in all of the truth, and in all of the glory that he has already paid for and dealt with on the cross. We are part of an alive truth. We are part of an alive reality, and I am so thankful for that. So why are you looking for the living one among a tomb? He is not here, for he is risen. Come on. The next reality check is that he is not a liar. And this is so cool. And when I was preparing for this through the week, I don't know, there's some things that just jump out at you at different times in your life. And I've been in church my whole life. I have a very blessed upbringing. And, you know, I've been in many, many Easter services. But for whatever reason, I was reading this and I was like, oh my goodness. Like, verse 6, have you forgotten what he said to you while he was still in Galilee? And they literally spelled it out. And he did. He must be betrayed into the hands of sinful men. He must be crucified. And that on the third day, he would rise again. Jesus literally spelled out what was going to happen. He told them, and yet they were still shocked. And I'm here to give us a little bit of reality check that he's not a liar. He is not a liar when it comes to the truth of his word, but when it also comes to what he's spoken over you, over your family, the promises that he's given you. What are the things that we've actually forgotten when it comes to who he is, who we are, and what he's spoken over you? He's not a liar. The things in his word are truth. The things that he said he was going to do, the things that he told his disciples, has he told you this morning? What are some of the things that you are living in an alternative reality because you're not taking his word as word? You're not taking his word as truth. This morning, some of us need to change our realities that he is not a liar. And then number 3, the last one, Jesus is not just a man. Down in verse 31, it says, I think it's 31, I'm pretty sure, yep. Yep, still in Luke 24, but just further down in verse 31, it says, then their eyes were opened and they recognized him. He disappeared from their sight. They asked each other, were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us? There was that revelation of, oh my goodness, we have been with this man for years. We have walked with him. We have seen the miracles. But only in this, it says, their eyes were opened and they realize who is standing before them. They realize who King Jesus is. They realize that he did everything that he said he was going to do. They realize that everything that went before, everything that he had gone through, all of the miracles that he had done, all of the things that he had said to the religious leaders led to this moment where they go, were not our hearts burning within us when we were with him? And we realized, oh my goodness, this is not just a man. This is the King of Kings. This is the Lord of Lords. This is the one who said he was going to fulfill everything that he said. And some of us live in a reality that is that he's just a man. The stories, the things that he did, everything that's in the New Testament, they're great. But how do they apply to my life? He was just a man. And this morning on Resurrection Sunday, let's be refreshed in our reality that we are worshiping a risen king. We are worshiping a king that is on the throne. We are worshiping someone that holds all authority, all power in the palm of his hand. And us as his children, us as his sons and daughters, that is our heritage. The power of the risen reality. Number 1 is that he is not dead. Number two is that he is not a liar. And number three is that he is not just a man. And that is something worth celebrating this morning, church. That is something, there's realities that we can actually live in, not twisted, not weird, not boring, but actually the reality of these three things. I'm worshiping a risen king. He's not dead. I'm worshiping a king that is true to his word. He is truthful. He is faithful. He is steadfast. And I'm worshiping a king that is not just a man. He's not just a nice idea. He's not just somebody who came and went. But he actually is the Son of God. He actually was the Son of Man, the Son of God in flesh. And everything that he partook in is now our heritage. That's now what we get to receive as sons and daughters. So this morning, church, and I'll get Cynthia to come back up, wherever you are. Like I said, short and sweet this morning. You all want your little chocky chocks. This morning, I want you to have a reality check of your own heart. Actually think about your world. What reality are you living in when it comes to Jesus? Do you live in the reality of his authority, the reality of his power, the reality of his truth? This morning on Easter Sunday, we celebrate as well the Father's love, the reality that the Father, on Easter Friday we did it, but he would sacrifice his Son for you. Do you live in that reality of the Father's love for you? Do you live in the reality of his victory and the reality of his name? He wasn't just a savior, he was the Son of God. He wasn't just a prophet, he wasn't just a man, but he is the King of Kings. And it says that now he is seated at the right hand of the Father. What reality? And honestly, because on Easter it's easy, right? It's easy for us to think about the cross and Jesus and all of that and the power that it represents and the power of him overcoming. But what about your day to day? What about your Monday, your Tuesday, your Wednesday in July and in November? What reality do you live out of on those days? Not just on Easter, but on every day. I think it's time for Christians to stop living with alternative realities. Living in the reality that you celebrate in it, or you are part of a religion that's dead. Yeah? We need to swap our realities that you're actually part of something. You're part of a move of God. It's not, I wouldn't even call it a religion. You're part of a move of God. You're part of a revival. You're part of an army that is living, that is alive, that is freedom, that is joy, that is truth, that is all of these things that he has come to restore. That you're also part of a reality that's truth, not lying, that he is true to his word, that his word is truth. The word, when we talk about the word, I'm talking about the Bible. Everything that he says in there, everything in the scriptures, that's all truth. You're part of a movement that celebrates truth this morning, and that he is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We need to remove any alternative realities that we live out of and live in the power of his risen reality, and not just on Easter, but every single day. It's actually time for Christians to get a bit of a reality check in the best possible way. This morning, church, you are on the winning team. This morning, church, you are on a team that is filled with power. You are the head. You are not the tail. Your king is on the throne. He has overcome. He has, you know, everything, not just the powers of sin and death and all of that. He has overcome. He's taken the keys back of life and death. We are part of that. That is our heritage. And this morning, let's live in the reality of the risen King this morning. And not just this morning, but every single day. Is that all right? Can we say amen to that in Jesus' name? So why don't we just stand, and I'm just going to pray for us. Why don't you just close your eyes where you are? Thank you, Jesus. And just before we pray, I'm just going to give an opportunity for people to respond to Jesus. Because on Good Friday, we celebrated him dying on the cross for our sins. And on Resurrection Sunday, we celebrate him overcoming the powers of sin and death and rising again for us, for you. And this morning, it wouldn't be right of me if I didn't offer an invitation for, if there is anyone in the room and everyone's eyes are closed, I don't want people looking around, give the person next to you some privacy. But if there is anyone in the room that has never given their heart to Jesus, that has never said yes to his risen reality, that has never said yes to him being their Lord and Savior, or maybe you have, but you feel like in this moment you want to renew that and you want to again just take a moment to live in his risen reality and put your hand up for salvation. If that's you, why don't you just lift your hand where you are on this Resurrection Sunday with every eyes closed. Anybody? Amazing. Thank you. I see that hand. Beautiful. Thank you, Jesus. It's a beautiful time to say yes to Jesus this morning. Anybody else in the room? Amazing. Thank you, Jesus. All right, church, why don't we all just pray this prayer together for those two people that decided to give their heart again afresh to Jesus this morning. Why don't we pray this prayer? Dear Jesus, I thank you for the cross. I thank you that you chose to die for me, that you love me, and that you rose in power. I declare that you are my Lord and my Savior. I pray that you help me get to know you and love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Why don't we celebrate those two decisions, church? So beautiful. And just with your eyes closed, I just want to pray for us. I just want to pray for us to just again receive his reality. So maybe you're standing there and you're thinking, yeah, one of those three things actually really spoke to me. My walk with God is a little bit dead. Maybe you haven't believed in the truth of his word. And maybe you have forgotten the risen power of the cross and of the resurrection. That you've been living a way that he's just a man, but he's actually not King and Lord and Savior. I just ask, Holy Spirit, for every single mind and every single heart in this room, to just get a reality check when it comes to the truth of who you are, the truth of your word, the truth of what you say, but also, Holy Spirit, that you would humble our hearts. Humble our hearts and also for us to be open enough to say yes. Yes to living in the reality of the risen King. Yes to saying amen to the power, to the authority, to the freedom, to the truth, to the joy, that we will be such a church that embraces the real kingdom reality of what you've already paid for, that we not dilute, that we not water down, that we not be ashamed, but Holy Spirit, that you just again, just really refresh us when it comes to the truth of who you are and the truth of your risen reality and what you've accomplished, that we are on the winning team, that you have defeated, that you are King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So we just declare that over every heart and mind this morning, that they just be refreshed and encouraged, and not just today, not just on Easter, but on every single day of their lives, every single moment that they wake up, that they will walk in that risen reality with you. In Jesus' name, amen.
We hope you were encouraged by today's message. If you would like to know more about our church, please go to celebrationchurch.com.au.